Griswold girls track and field is already crossing off some personal best after their meet last Saturday at Northwest Missouri State. The Tigers featured some top 10 finishes against some bigger schools in the meet. Head coach Rachel Larson was very happy with how her girls ran and was happy to get every girl out in an event.
It was a good opportunity for a lot of the girls to get experience. Every girl on the team was able to run in something, so that was huge for them. And I was honestly very, very happy with how they ran. They ran hard. We're already hitting some PRs from last year. So overall, really good experience for them.
Training has been much more intense this year for the Tigers. While the pace has not been at the level Coach Larson has wanted in the past, the team has started to pick things up to get in shape early this year.
We've been working really hard on getting in shape this year. I feel like we've lacked a little bit in that area in the past. So a lot of the girls were running in the off season, so they had a little bit of an edge there. And honestly, our practices have just been much more intense and harder. And so just the balance of keeping the girls healthy, but also pushing them so that they can keep improving.
Griswold features a very young freshman class going into this track season. Freshman Carson Adams already placed in the top 10 in the indoor meet at Northwest Missouri State. Carson finished in 10th in both the open 400-meter dash and the 60-meter hurdles, while her sister Addison Adams continues to follow right beside her.
Yeah, we have a really good freshman class coming up this year, and Carson Adams is one that's been standing out this year so far. She placed 10th in the open 400 and 10th in the 60-meter hurdles at Northwest, against some of those bigger schools. She works super hard in practice, and then her sister, Addison Adams, is just following right behind her. So we're hoping to have a decent shuttle team, they're looking really good in the 400 hurdles and open 400. So our mid-distance has been really strong for us so far.
While training and athleticism are important, Coach Larson sees Griswold's success coming from their mental toughness. Track is a sport where you need to be mentally tough to push forward in everything that you do, to pass through the challenges and difficulties the season brings.
I think honestly, it's going to come down to their mental toughness. They're trained how they should be, and they're working hard in practice, and they're hitting those times in practice. And so really what we've been focusing on is during those meets and just pushing themselves in every single event. And I think once they can, push past through some of that pain and some of the mental toughness, that's what's going to take them to the next level.
There has been a huge shift in the mindset of these girls for the Griswold Track and Field program. This shift has helped build the culture of Griswold Track and Field, because rather than a few athletes wanting to do their absolute best every meet to strive for perfection, the whole team is now just doing that.
So I think that's been huge for us. I started coaching at Griswold 3 years ago, I felt like they had kind of just lost some of the drive and the push that they could do it. And so I think just focusing on building them up to where they believe that they can. And so that's been a huge shift in their mindset and just, building the culture. And as we continue to build that culture, they gain confidence as well. But you can just kind of see it in their eyes, how bad they want it. And so I just want them to focus on every meet going to get that next girl.
Looking ahead, the Tigers will be running in the Bulldog Relays in Bedford next Tuesday, March 26th. It will host a meet of their own on Thursday, March 28th. The weather may play a factor in the runners' times this coming week, but it's exactly what's expected with the spring sports season in Southwest Iowa.
We have a good freshman class coming up, but I'm still not completely sure on what some of them can do. So we're going to run a wide variety of events at the Bedford meet and just kind of see where we're at as a team as a whole. We also have, it's supposed to be cold, and so we also have a meet, a home meet on Thursday. So my plan right now is probably, take it easy as we come into those first couple meets and, they're a little bit colder, and just see where we're at as a team as a whole.
Griswold travels to Bedford this coming Tuesday to race against local schools Cam, Nottoway Valley, Bedford, and Southwest Valley. The meet starts at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.